From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A UN peacekeeper was killed in Port-au-Prince this afternoon, hours after Haitian lawmakers ousted Prime Minister Jacques-Édouard Alexis, following days of deadly violence over soaring food prices. President René Préval said he'd immediately move to replace Alexis, who came to office 2 years ago. Préval also said he'd cut the price of rice. Meanwhile, here in Washington today, the head of the International Monetary Fund warned if food prices continue spiraling out of control, hundreds of thousands of people in developing countries might starve. Dominique Strauss-Kahn also said the problem could create trade imbalances that begin to affect major advanced economies. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has dismissed remarks by the British Prime Minister Gordon Brown about the situation in his country. Brown expressed concern about reports of post-election violence in Britain's former colony. Zimbabwe is still awaiting the results of the presidential ballot 2 weeks after the vote. From the capital, Harare, NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton filed this report.
Zimbabwe's main opposition party has accused President Robert Mugabe's government of unleashing a campaign of violence and fear to intimidate the nation. Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown said such reports were worrisome and warned that the world was losing patience with President Mugabe.
It's appalling. If there is intimidation and violence, it's completely unacceptable, and the whole eyes of the world are upon Zimbabwe now.
A defiant Robert Mugabe, who accuses Western governments, including the former colonial power, of meddling in Zimbabwe's affairs, shrugged off the British Prime Minister's comments.
If Brown is the world, sure, the world is losing patience. But I know Brown is a little tiny dot on this world.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Ophelia NPR News, Harare.
The head of the Immigration Enforcement Agency hopes a new program will be able to deport hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants serving time in jails. Often in the past, such inmates have fallen through the cracks and simply been released when their sentences are up. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Homeland Security already has joint programs in some jails and prisons, but Assistant Secretary Julie Myers says she hopes to expand them nationwide. This would give all jails and prisons access to an immigration database. It would deploy immigration officers to more jails and expand a system of interviewing inmates subject to deportation via video conferencing. Myers estimates it would take 3.5 years to remove some 400,000 illegal immigrant inmates. Congress has appropriated $200 million, but the total cost is estimated at $2 to $3 billion a year. Local law enforcement has long complained that when it does identify illegal immigrants, the overwhelmed federal agency is slow to respond. Homeland Security says its new plan will focus only on the worst offenders. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Iranian media report what might have been a bomb exploded in a mosque filled with hundreds of worshippers in the southwest part of the country today. The blast killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 100 others. State television reports ambulances rushed to the scene in the ancient city of Shiraz. One hospital official says the death toll is expected to rise because some were critically wounded. Victims of last year's Southern California wildfires have banded together to sue a major utility. 126 families say San Diego Gas and Electric is at fault for some of the fires. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Andrew Phelps has the story.
Power lines downed by Santa Ana winds ignited the Rice, Juajito, and Witch fires last October. Those fires killed 2 people and destroyed more than 1,200 homes. The lawsuit says SDG&E was negligent, that the utility could have built power lines farther apart to prevent sparking. SDG&E serves 3.5 million customers in San Diego and Orange counties. A spokeswoman would not discuss particulars of the case, but she says the utility is not necessarily liable just because its power line started the fires. The plaintiffs seek unspecified damages. An attorney says the family's losses could reach $50 million. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Phelps in San Diego.
Senator Barack Obama is admitting his remarks over what he called bitter working-class voters in small towns across America could have been worded better. He told the Winston-Salem, North Carolina Journal that if he offended anyone, he deeply regrets that. Senator Hillary Clinton called Obama's remarks elitist and arrogant. She hopes to woo voters in Pennsylvania who were Obama supporters. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.